I'm just flabbergasted. I mean, one game, big deal. Two games, all right. It's a third game now where we have not seen the magic of Mahomes and Kelce, and I can't really explain that one.
Travis Kelce's retirement. Did you hear about it?
He's going to retire after this year, probably, right?
Yeah.
He's living life. He's, you know.
This is going to be the last one. Yeah.
And he looks old, so.
He's never had a stretch like this, Kelce.
No.
Not with Mahomes. No way.
Like, you got to go back to his rookie year, I think, to find a stretch like this.
Now it's the Mahomes-Rice show. They tried to get Carson Steele in the end zone last night. They couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
He got, like, three carries inside the five, but couldn't hammer it home.
I saw someone wondering about Mahomes and his speed at this point, too, because there was one play where he could have got around the edge and he didn't have the speed to do it. He's never been, like, you know, super fast straight ahead in the first place. But the last thing I'm going to do is predict his demise because he can't run anymore.
Right. Who right now is Josh Allen's biggest competitor in the MVP race?
It's not Mahomes right now. I don't know. Is it? They're 3-0.
They're 3-0.
Do we care about turnovers or don't we? So Mahomes and
Lamar had a good
Lamar had a good game.
But they're 1-2.
Yep.
Who's the biggest competition for Allen's MVP?
Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle. Geno Smith.
Malik Nabers.
He's not winning MVP.
What if they get a wild card and he has like 2,000 yards?
He's got an award for him already, though. Right?
That's right.
Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, none of the quarterbacks are grabbing that. Like,
no.
Nabers would be the favorite for that today, probably. I say Geno Smith because he's got some of the best numbers through three games, but, like, they're not giving Geno Smith MVP. Right? He's not sustaining that over 17 games. He looks good.
I don't know that Bills Mafia would make it through that.
Geno Smith winning MVP.
I don't know if we could bring him through it.
I mean, Stephen Ruiz from The Ringer, like, some people love him. He ranked him coming into the year, I think, as his ninth best quarterback in football. Like, Geno is probably better than his reputation, but yeah, I agree with you. If he won MVP before Josh Allen did, but I don't think Bills fans could take it. Who's after that? Like, I don't know if there is. I think isn't this just kind of the league? Are we just right back to, are we in this place every year? Here's Aaron Schatz. Like, oh, here's the favorites in the NFL. Who are the best teams by DVOA going into Monday Night Week 3? And, like, it's number one and number two, Bills and Chiefs. MVP. Who's number one and number two? Like, oh, Mahomes and Allen.
Yep.
Just we do kind of always get back to the same point. Like, who are the best two teams in football? That's the Bills and the Chiefs.
Could I make a case really quickly? You won't like this case, but Josh, you give us a ruling on this. Every once in a while, people will say, you know, I want to get into the Premier League, but I don't know which team to pick.
Uh-huh. Sure.
You're a Bills fan.
Yep.
Pick Arsenal. They've been the second best team in the league for 5 years. Kind of. I mean, you're going to argue semantics on Liverpool.
If you said
3 years.
2 or 3 years.
Fine, 3 years. And it's about to be a fourth year where they're going to be what? They're either going to win it or they're going to finish just barely behind this freakish monster that won't get out of your way.
I think that's probably the best comparison for a Premier League team. But
right,
who's their Josh Allen, though? Do they have one?
Sure, yeah. they have stars and studs all over the place. They're great.
They play
an appealing style. They're awesome. Although I guess they've got McDermott. They're the best defensive team in the league. But they are. I say this as an Arsenal fan, so I'm biased. But they have had three, and they're about to have a fourth incredible season, and yet this stupid team in their way gets all the credit. Life as an Arsenal fan right now is life as a Bills fan. Why was I dying and walking outside and needing to touch grass on a Sunday at 1 p.m.? Because they were playing that team, and it was freaking intense. Like when the Bills played the Chiefs 2 years ago down there, and they seal it on the Taron Johnson interception on the Vaughn pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I was unbelievably into that game because I need the Bills to prove to me, like, show us you can beat the Chiefs. Show us you can do it. And they did it. Mm-hmm. And it still didn't matter. Manchester City hasn't beaten Arsenal in three meetings. And we're even at the point where they score a goal after 52 minutes of extra attacker time, 11 on 10, Arsenal's down a man. 52 minutes, City celebrates a tie like they won the league, which is another sign, like, even they know this team's right there with us, and we keep beating them. We keep staying just ahead of them. Arsenal as the Bills, not overall histories, but right now they live the same life. They live the same life. Wow, you're one of the best teams, but you got to win it or else it doesn't count.
See, we've taken turns here because this was me for 5 years before this. Liverpool finished second, I think, four times. They had... Where is it? There it is. Liverpool... This was the Bills-Chiefs, too. Like, we're taking turns on this. Liverpool had a season where they lost one game and didn't win the league.
I know.
They lost one game in the whole season and didn't win the league because of City. But... See, this is where like I'm in a more unique situation.
What was
than you
one
for this.
Of those years, Leicester?
No, Leicester was right before that run. Liverpool won the league once.
Yeah.
So there's kind of this.
You're the Rams.
Yeah, but is it the Rams or is it the Bills that eventually would get one? Because it otherwise is kind of the same thing. You know you're second all the time to them. You're never number one. They're number one.
Until you beat them. And every conversation is, you're good enough. Sure, some are picking you because it feels like you should have a turn up there.
But I think I used to make this point about the Bills, like maybe right after they lost the AFC Championship game, or maybe it was after 13 seconds. Something along the lines of, if you're the second best team for long enough, you're going to win one. There's too many things, too random. It's too many. If you're just sustaining, you are the second best for 10 years, you're going to win one. And that's kind of in Liverpool. Until Arsenal, they were the second best team for like a six-year stretch, and they didn't win five of them, but they won one of them.
Well, the maddening part is, and this is the major difference between the two sports, in the NFL, you should definitely win one because they have playoffs. You can be the second best team, walk in and just beat the best team because you play again. Whereas in the Premier League, like, actually, season's over. Sorry. Thanks for coming. You finished down by 1 point. It's because of a red card that Declan Rice got sent off for moving a ball in September. Have a good time. Thanks for your season. It's under protest. Michael in Denver. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how are you? Go Bills.
Go Bills.
You were talking about weird rules.
Yep.
Back in the day, Danny White was the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. He was also their punter. And I was watching a game, and he went past the line of scrimmage and punted, and it was legal. Mm-hmm. I also want to add, my son Fergus and I are heading to the Sabres in Prague, and we'll be at Oktoberfest for the Red Bull München.
All right.
Go Sabres.
You're going to go watch them play a team that's not in the NHL. That's probably rare, by the way.
It's Oktoberfest as well.
Yeah.
All right, nothing wrong with that.
That's a nice trip.
We're doing that Vienna-Prague thing, too. So,
all right.
Tell me more about this punter over the line of scrimmage. Like, how was that deemed legal?
Okay, so Danny White, you know, scrambling. He was regularly, he would strategically punt on third down because he had that skill. And they could pin somebody back in a dire situation. But in this particular case, he was 3-4 yards past the line of scrimmage scrambling, and he punted. And you know, this was before we had Gene, whatever, the official guide in America or anything.
Thank you. Gene Steratore didn't come in to tell you why it shouldn't count?
He didn't, but they were, I think they were scrambling behind the scenes on the television broadcasts looking that up because they were like, hey, what is that? He's 4 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, and he punted. And they said, yeah, that's legal.
No,
so it might be something your researchers will have to look into.
I can't. Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Michael. Enjoy the game. Enjoy Prague, too. Have a good time. I can't find anywhere where that would be legal. Like, they just would have missed it.
Just a bad call.
Yeah. Any other stuff yesterday, like rule stuff? Boy, the Lions got away with their 2-minute warning. That was nonsense. What else from yesterday?
Oh. This is more just a referee mistake, though. McDaniel was... I've never seen McDaniel more hot in my life watching that Dolphins game. He was losing his mind because... I mean, the game was already starting to get away from him. And they called... What did they call? They called a false start on the left tackle, but then they let the play go out. But apparently, one of the refs near the Dolphins sidelines blew the whistle. And then the play continued. and they counted it. And then the penalty got declined, and McDaniel is screaming at the ref. I'm surprised he almost didn't get tossed. That, like, you blew the whistle, and they're like, yeah, but he didn't mean to. Like, that shouldn't be the rule. So maybe here's another one of those meaning of the whistle. They have this in hockey, right? Well, he meant to blow the whistle. Just making stuff up as we really go along with officiating. That game, by the way, though, McDaniel, that happened more than once, where he looks like he's losing his mind on the sideline.
Wouldn't you?
Yes. I mean, he's reacting because his season's probably just imploded.
Yep.
And there's nothing he can do about it. At least right now. They could try to get another quarterback in there.
803-0550. Extendo Sports coming up on WGR.